Well, we're so thankful that you're here tonight to worship God with us and study His Word with us a while. And we appreciate your presence, especially again if you're visiting with us. And it's such a privilege to be together as God's children and honor Him through worship. If you were here last Sunday night, you know that we spent the time in the lesson period talking about the importance of gaining a full comprehension of the Bible narrative, to know the Bible from cover to cover, so to speak, and trying to accomplish that in the Bible classes that we have here at Eastside. Tonight, we're going to sort of, again, refocus our attention on that. The three-year cycle that we go through the Bible in all of the young people's and children's classes, and also the class we call the Foundations class, is a critical part of our teaching program here at Eastside. And the elders really want us to refocus our attention on that, make sure everybody's on board with that and participating as we should and understanding what's going on. And so tonight, what's going to happen, Lord willing here, is that I'm going to preach a very short lesson, and we're going to abbreviate the service a little bit. And after we're finished with that, then we're going to ask Tim Richter, who's one of our deacons here, but he's sort of administrating the teaching program. He's going to talk to everybody for about 20 minutes or so about some of the nuts and bolts of the program so that we'll know more of the specifics about what's involved in it, what we need to be doing, maybe some ways that we can support it and encourage it. So that's basically the plan for tonight. We want to start with a passage in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. Paul writing here to Timothy, and he says, "You must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ." I really appreciate the two songs that Stuart led us in. First of all, "Teach Me Thy Way." God, we want You to teach us what You want us to do. And then secondly, "Teach Your Children." That's exactly what we're trying to do here at Eastside in our Bible class program, and that's really what this lesson is about tonight. We want the Lord to teach us thoroughly all of His truth, and then let's impart that in turn to our children. Timothy was a beneficiary of that. Timothy grew up in a home with apparently a mother and a grandmother participating who taught him the Holy Scriptures. And from childhood then, he knew what was in the Scriptures. Those Scriptures, no doubt, were the Old Testament Scriptures. And yet Paul says your thorough knowledge of those, that you have known thoroughly, in essence, the Holy Scriptures, that makes you wise to salvation, able to understand what it is that you need to do in order to be saved. Now, you might say, well, that information about, you know, the plan of salvation wasn't fully revealed in the Old Testament. You can't get here, repent, confess, and be baptized. You can't get that in the Old Testament. We understand that. But Timothy was given wisdom from the Old Testament Scriptures that he might know what God wanted him to do to be saved and through whom, especially, he was to go in order to be saved. So I want you to think with me for just a few minutes then tonight about the importance of knowing those Scriptures and what's contained in the Scriptures, the entirety of Scripture from cover to cover, and why a thorough knowledge of all of the Scriptures is vital for us to have, but also to pass on to our children. In the Scriptures, we find salvation. And that's the bottom line of all of this. In that song, "Teach Your Children," you know, what a wonderful reunion it's going to be if we could be in heaven with our children with whom we've shared the truth. The Scriptures lead us to salvation. In Psalm 119 and verse 123, the psalmist says, "My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word." If we want to be saved, if we want to be saved eternally, if we want the salvation that God is offering us, we should study the Scriptures until we're cross-eyed. Isn't that, in essence, what he's saying? My eyes fail me because I'm looking at your word, seeking your salvation. Let's draw deeply and frequently from the wells of salvation that God has provided in his word. Think about what's being said in Isaiah chapter 12. Behold, it says in verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Suppose that there was a well of water, and you know, you just draw water out of that and you drink and you're going to live forever. Ponce de Leon, I think, tried to find something like that, right? Well, here we have it in the scriptures. God has provided it for us. Wouldn't you go to that to drink? And wouldn't you want to drink, you know, completely from it? And that's what Isaiah is picturing. You will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and then make known his deeds among the people and proclaim that his name is exalted. So we drink deeply from the waters of salvation, from the well of salvation that we have in Scripture, and then we share that with others. That's the picture that's being painted for us. Our longing for salvation, then, our longing to be saved eternally, is inextricably connected with our longing for a thorough knowledge of the Scriptures. Please understand, if you have one, you'll have the other. If you have this great desire for salvation, you're going to have a great desire to know the Scriptures, because that's where salvation, that's where you draw it from. We'll see the reason for that in just a minute. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, whatever things are written before time are written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So our eternal hope is linked to, don't you see, that knowledge of the Scriptures. And the psalmist deals with that again back in Psalm 119. He says in verse 81, my soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. That hope for salvation is found right there in the word. He's longing for it, so that's connecting him to a study of the word. When you go to the book of Acts, then, in the New Testament, have you ever noticed how many times when the apostles were bringing people to salvation, how many times they led them to salvation by quoting or referring to the Old Testament scriptures? You know, I've known Christians over the years talk about, well, we're not under the Old Testament anymore. We don't need to know that stuff. Well, that wasn't the attitude of the apostles. That's not what we're seeing the scriptures saying about themselves. We need to know all of it for lots of different reasons that I won't go into in this short time we have tonight. But if you go through the book of Acts, we're acquainted with Acts chapter 2, and Peter quotes repeatedly from the Old Testament, building his case about who Jesus Christ is and about the coming of what we might call the church age. He quotes from the prophet Joel. He quotes from the prophet David repeatedly. He says the things that David said were not really about himself, but about the Christ to come, and that Christ fulfilled those things by raising from the dead and sitting now on the throne of David. And he declares at the end of that sermon, after quoting all of those Old Testament passages, that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. As a consequence, the people on that occasion, 3,000 of them, were convicted of the true identity of Jesus Christ and their need for salvation. And then when Peter told them how to obtain it, how to receive it, how to reach out and accept the grace of God, the salvation that was talked about in those Old Testament passages, he said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And those that gladly received his word were baptized. You see how all of the scriptures kind of come together there? Think with me about some other cases that you know about. You go over to Acts chapter 8, and the evangelist Philip is catching up to the chariot that an Ethiopian is riding in. And the Ethiopian is reading from the scriptures as he's riding along in the chariot. And the place that he's reading in Acts 8 and verse 32 was from the prophet Isaiah. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And the Ethiopian asked Philip, who's this person speaking about? Who's the prophet speaking of, himself or someone else? And the text says in verse 35 that Philip opened his mouth and beginning at these scriptures, preached Jesus to him. Right out of the book of Isaiah. Preached Jesus to him. And as they were going down the road, you know the story. The Ethiopian said, "Here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And he obeyed the gospel right then and there. You go to Thessalonica. Paul is visiting there in Acts chapter 17. Paul, as his custom was, went into them in Acts 17 and verse 2. And for three Sabbaths, he reasoned with them from the Scriptures. What Scriptures? Going into the Jewish synagogue, he's reasoning from the Old Testament Scriptures. What is he proving to them? That they need salvation that is in Jesus Christ who brought salvation. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, he goes to Berea. And these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and examined the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. What Scriptures were they looking at? What Scriptures were they looking at that convinced them that what Paul was saying was right about salvation? The Old Testament Scriptures. You see how this really thorough knowledge of all of that plays into people finding salvation. In Ephesus, there was a certain Jew by the name of Apollos in Acts 18 and verse 24. He was born in Alexandria. He was an eloquent man and he was mighty in the Scriptures. Acts 18 and verse 28 says that he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Again, what Scriptures? He's got those Old Testament Scriptures. And so don't you see that this thorough knowledge of the book from cover to cover, we're finding salvation in it. These people to whom the apostles were preaching were seeing salvation. And in whom was that salvation? Was in Jesus. And the fact is that when we study Bible history, as we said last week, when we study Bible history, that sounds so dry, doesn't it? History. We're studying His story. God's story and the story of Jesus Christ. And you know the name Jesus means Savior. Jesus is our Savior. So, getting back to where we started, what did Timothy find in the Scriptures that made him wise for salvation? I think he found the same thing that those on the day of Pentecost did, that the Ethiopian eunuch found, that the Thessalonians found, and the Bereans found, and that Apollos convinced those in Ephesus of. He found that salvation is in the Christ. In John chapter 5 and verse 39, Jesus told the Jews, "You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me." Later on in John 6 and verse 45, Jesus says, "It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." See, when we have this thorough understanding of what God has said in His Word, in the Scriptures, that's going to bring us right to Jesus every time. Everyone who's learned from the Father comes to me. So what are we doing in these classes when we so thoroughly strive to learn the book of God? We're learning the way to salvation through Jesus Christ. What are we doing when we're trying to teach that complete story of the Bible from cover to cover repeatedly in this 3-year cycle to our children in our Bible classes? What are we doing? Well, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. What are we doing, folks? We're helping our children go to heaven. We're making them wise for salvation that is found in the Scriptures. And so even tonight and in this moment, you recognize from the Scriptures, Jesus is the Savior. That before the world began, God planned for Him to come to this world and live that perfect life and die for you. And that He rose from the dead and He reigns forever. And if you're willing, based on your understanding of the Scriptures, to obey that plan of salvation, like those on the day of Pentecost did, like the Ethiopian did, and be buried in water for the remission of your sins, no better time than right now to do exactly that. Take that you found in the Scriptures and in wisdom apply it to your life that you may have salvation. We'd ask you to come while we stand and while we sing.